Katie Connell, I enunciated again to the young law student sitting behind a folding table in the lobby of the Bear Country Dinner Theater, formerly the downtown JCPenney. The refurbished lobby looked imitation 1920s, with rain-slippery white-and-gray faux marble floors, fat papier-mâché columns, floral swags that had smelled dusty and dank when I passed them, and red velvet-like wallpaper. Umbrellas lined one wall in the entryway. The law student was sweating in the heat and humidity, perched on a metal chair, working the A through D section of the alphabet for the 5-year reunion of my law school class. Tonight we kicked the weekend off with a murder mystery dinner. A stubby finger traced down the list as he searched for my name. "Oh, right. Here you are. And your significant other is..." "Oh, no," I snorted. "No significant other. A plus one. Emily Bernal." I reached around behind me and gave Emily a teensy push between the shoulder blades. She smirked at me, then purred at him. "She doesn't like people to know we're a couple." I whacked her with my black clutch. The young man's ears turned red, and he pushed his silver-wired frame glasses up his nose. Emily closed in on the poor fellow, her voice sotto voce. "I've told her she shouldn't worry. I'm sure her classmates will embrace her lifestyle." I shouldered my way back in front of her, beaming at him. "It's bad enough I'm not married with 2.5 kids, but the friend I bring to save me from people thinking I'm pitiful is trying to make me a subject of gossip." He handed me a name tag without meeting my eyes. They'd misspelled my name, K-A-T-E-Y. "Can I borrow your pen?" I said to him. He slid it over to me and handed Emily a name tag that he'd made for her. He'd spelled her last name, B-U-R-R-N-A-L. I raised an eyebrow at her. She shrugged, lifting one shoulder of her modest blue satin sheath. She had no boobs to speak of, not that I was one to talk, but she made up for it with her tight, perfectly proportioned body. Who knew rodeo could produce a figure like that? I sucked in my gut, very conscious I had just hit the big 3-0. I crossed out the E-Y on my name and replaced it with an I-E. "There isn't a chance that you've got the equipment to reprint this correctly, is there?" He looked around him, searching for a lifeline, but found no one.
No.
Emily took my name tag from me, peeled the back off, and smacked it onto my shirt.
"It's gonna be fine, KT."
She emphasized the second syllable.
"Let's go."
The woman behind us said, "Finally," as she moved up. We were 3 steps away from the table when I stopped, cocking my head and studying Emily. "Wait." She had French braided her blonde hair into one glossy fat tail down her back. Unfortunately, she hadn't worked her bangs into the braid, so they stood their normal 2 inches off her forehead, even slightly wetted by the rain. I patted them down. "You had a few hairs out of place." They popped right back up. She swatted my hand away.
"I may be your employee during the week, but not when I'm your significant other."
A smaller body ran into me, knocking me into Emily, who didn't give an inch. It was a soggy woman in black pants and a white tuxedo shirt, with red hair and big freckles.
"Hey,"
I said to her. She barely glanced at me.
"I'm late. Move out of my way, please."
She barreled on, and I watched her, mouth agape. She ran into several more people before she was out of sight.
"How rude,"
I said, mostly to Emily. She raised her eyebrows at me. I wasn't sure what she meant, but I let it go. We moved into the lobby area behind the registration tables. There was music, but I couldn't identify it over the din. If they'd have put me in charge of the soundtrack, as good as I once was, would have been blasting. Waiters darted through the crowd with trays of hors d'oeuvres. I peeked at one as it zipped by a good foot and a half below me. It wasn't that I was that tall. The waiter was just really short.
"Pigs in a blanket,"
I said, snagging one and popping it into my mouth. Little bursts of warm grease shot out as I chewed. Yum scrum. Emily groaned.
"My favorite."